And the Lord said, hey, this is God. You wanted to know why there's no power in your ministry? I've come to tell you. And he tells him, 13 things he's doing wrong. 13. Two of them were personal sins he never shared with nobody, not even his wife. He said, God, nobody knows I do those things. He said, I know you do them. He said, you can't hide from me, A.A. So he said, Lord, I can't remember all those. There's too many of them. But he looked down. He was knelt over a box, a cardboard box, and there was a little bitty piece of pencil laying there on the floor. He said, Lord, would you give them to me again slowly where I can write them down? And the Lord gave them to him again, all 13. And he wrote them down. The Lord says, when you master those 13 things, then behold, I give unto you power will work. So A.A. Allen, he began to work on all those things. Some of them it wasn't difficult at all to stop doing some of the things or to change some of them. But he said the last four were so difficult, the devil kept telling him, you'll never master these. He said, devil, if it takes me all of my life, I'm going to master those 13 things because I'm going to see God. He promised me when I mastered those 13 things, there would be tremendous power in my ministry. And he continued to fight the fight and walk holy before God and do everything God told him. It took a few years for this to happen. It didn't happen overnight. After a few years, he's walking everywhere and he notices God starts answering his prayers. A little more powerful and a little more powerful and a little more powerful. Then all of a sudden, one day, he hears the Lord say, A.A., behold, I give unto you power. And that's the day when A.A. would walk up to somebody totally deaf and say, in the name of Jesus, I command those ears to open and the person could hear perfect. I have seen videos, 6 people in a row that couldn't hear a thing that he prayed for. Every one of them was instantly healed. I've seen the same videos that another 6 or 8 would come up that had not been able to see nothing. It had cataracts on their eyes, and the Lord instantly healed them. And then, of course, the greatest miracle that I ever read about or ever heard A.A. Allen do was the little child, 4-year-old boy. Who's heard that testimony? Maybe most of you haven't. Okay, I'm going to tell it, and then we're going to quit for the day. A.A. was walking in this great and awesome place with God. He was off down in Alabama somewhere. Had 4,000 people at the meeting that day. And they had brought people in from everywhere. There was cancer cases there. They brought them in on mats, on pallets, in wheelchairs, everything. You know, people don't go to a place like that unless something happens when you go. But they had them there. And there was 4,000 people in there that day. And he preached every day, morning, afternoon, and night, 3 times a day. For a week, and Sunday was going to be the last day. R.W. Shambach was his music ministry. Some of you may have heard of R.W. Shambach. His ministry is right down here in Texas. But he's an old man now, but at the time he was just 20-something years old. He was a music minister, and he was singing and playing for A.A. And so he said that there was a lady come up to me. Shambach tells this, said a lady came up to me Saturday afternoon and said, well, I guess God's not going to answer my prayer. He said, what do you mean? She said, well, I have a 4-year-old son. The doctors told me he would die. Said he would never live, couldn't live, but said he's lived 4 years. Said he has 26 incurable diseases, and they cannot do anything for him. And so said, I was hoping that I come down here and that the Lord would, I would take my son and he would pray for him and the Lord would heal him. But said, the Lord hadn't healed him. He's still just like he was. He's been prayed for several times, but nothing's happened. So R.W. Shambach heard that. She said, tomorrow, I have to go back home. I live in another state. I came down here with another woman, and we came in our car and said, our car is out of gas. We don't have enough gas to get back home, except I do have a $20 bill left, and that will put the gas in our car so we can get home. But that's all the money I got left to my name, $20. So that night when A.A. started speaking, said he stood up and he started speaking, said, all of a sudden he stopped and said, you know, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Before I teach tonight, I'm going to take an offering. And he said, I want you to give God a sacrifice tonight. Don't just give him just something. Give him a sacrifice. He said, we're going to pass the buckets. They started passing the buckets, and R.W. said, I looked back there and there's that woman way back yonder in the back and said, I saw her reach in her purse and take that $20 bill out and drop it in that bucket when she went by. He thought, now, that woman said that's all the money she's got left. She has a handicapped son that's 4 years old, has 26 incurable diseases. She had no gas in her car, and she ain't got nothing for food or nothing else to get back home. And that's her last $20, and she give that to God. He said, I saw her put that $20 bill in the bucket. He said, hey, he started preaching. He said, he'd been preaching about 30 minutes. All of a sudden, he stopped, and he said, whoa, the Lord's showing me a vision. He said, I see a big building over there. Why? It looks like it's a hospital. He said, it's a maternity ward. There's children being born in that thing. Oh, he said, there's a little boy just been born to a woman. He said, that doctor's telling that woman, that child has 10, 12, 16, 26 incurable diseases. And that doctor just told that woman that boy won't live a year. But that woman takes that boy home and said, 4 years later, that woman and another woman get in the car with that handicapped boy, and they said, woman, you're in this meeting tonight. Where are you? And the woman stood up. He said, you got that boy with you? She said, I do. He said, bring him down here. So here she puts this little blob of flesh, 4 years old, in her arms and walks down here and hands him up on the platform to A.A. Allen. A.A. Allen reached down, he took this little boy, and he held him up to God. He said, Lord, you see the condition of this baby. He said, I know you can heal this boy and make him whole. I ask you to make this boy completely supernaturally normal in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He first of all said, I want everybody in here to bow your head and pray before he prayed. So he said, most people bow their head and pray. R.W. Schambach said, I'd heard what that woman said, and I guarantee you I ain't bowing my head and praying. I'm going to watch that boy. I'm going to see what happens. And so R.W. Schambach says, when he prayed, the first thing I saw said the little boy's tongue was hanging out his mouth. It wouldn't go back in. He said, the first thing happened, his little tongue went right back in his mouth. He said, the little boy had no eyes and no ears. None. Head was smooth. No eye sockets whatsoever. The skin. He said, I saw two ears just go whoosh, just like that. He said, then I saw those two little eyes, little whirlpools come, and two little perfectly beautiful eyes come, and then I saw that little boy jump out of A.A. Allen's arms onto the floor and run to the edge of the platform and jump over into the arms of a woman standing there and says, Mama! 4 years old, he ain't never seen his mama, he ain't ever heard his mama, but he knows that that's his mama. He said, then after that, I said, if that wasn't enough, he said, all of a sudden, there was 13 wheelchairs right over here with people every condition, and all of a sudden, all 13 of them just jumped out of the wheelchairs completely well. He said, then there was 15 stretcher cases over here, people that had been brought in on stretchers. These people were virtually dying with cancer, uncurable. They had brought them in. They was hopeless. And he said, all 15 of them jumped up and began to dance and praise God. Then he said, I started watching as screams went through the place for the next couple of hours as people were healed, but blind people could see, deaf people could hear, and said when that 2 hours was over, every man, woman, and child in that place with 4,000 people in it, everybody got healed that day. Why don't we see our God do more of that? We have not paid the price that A.A. Allen paid. That's what's wrong with us. I've seen God I've just touched the hem of his garment compared to what A.A. Allen saw. How would you like to have been in a meeting like that? Yeah. Here a while back, I told a story like that. I told that very story. And a man came up afterward, and he said, an old man. He said, Mr. Scrivener, I want you to know, I was in that meeting that day in Alabama. I saw that. Wow. I thought, glory to God. I said, what I would have given to have been able to see. He said, I'll tell you, that's something I'll cherish forever. I'll never forget that. He said, all those things you just said, everything and even more happened in that meeting in Alabama that day. He said, that hit the newspapers and the magazines in Alabama. How come you never heard about it? You know, I mean, isn't it amazing how the world does not ever tell what God does? Isn't that something? I'll tell you something else. We as children of God, when we get a blessing from God, most of us, by the time we've told it 4 or 5 times, we stop telling it. Isn't that something? Should we ever stop telling what God done for us? Never. We ought to be praising the King, telling Him what tell everybody what He's done for us. We won't even hardly praise Him. You know, somebody says, that's just like the other day. I told this yesterday, but when we went over to Caitlin's school Thursday for Veterans Day, I couldn't believe they wanted an ID for both me and Cheryl to get a driver's license, a picture ID. And I said, well, I happen to have my driver's license, but I drove over here. She didn't bring her purse. She don't have no ID. They said, well, you can't go and have granddaughter a lunch with your granddaughter. I said, I'm the grandfather. This is my wife. I mean, can't I vouch for her? And they said, no. I thought, isn't that something? Now, I never saw anything any more like a prison than a school. And that's what I told them. When they told me that, I said, I got one question to ask right here, right now. Is there anybody in this place knows Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Amen. And when the principal come up, I nailed him. Are you a Christian? Yes, I am. I said, well, what a place we got here. I said, I can't believe this. I said, here I'm a man of God. Here I'm a veteran from the Vietnam War. I come here to be honored by your school to get in to have lunch with my granddaughter, and you won't let my wife in with me because she ain't got a stupid driver's license. I said, you know, that's why we do this, because you guys take God out of everything. You won't let the little children pray. You won't let them pray in the name of Jesus. I said, you ain't got enough guts to stand up at a football game and to pray in the name of Jesus. I said, you know, that's what's wrong with us. We denounce our God. Hey, I think it's time we do something. Yeah. Nobody should have to ask, are you a Christian? They ought to know in 5 minutes after you get there, you are a Christian. I mean, you ought to be talking about, I know you do, Terry. I know you do. You know, I know you do. But maybe a lot of people in this room are like that. But there's so much of us in the church, you can't tell the Christian from the non-Christians. I mean, the guys are telling the same dirty jokes on Monday morning that everybody else is telling. They're talking about the pornography they watched on the screen of their computer last week. They ain't talking about Jesus. You know, I mean, I was never like that whenever I was in the workforce. You know, when people come in, I had a bunch of guys coming to work on a boiler for me one time, and I first thing I asked them when they all showed up down in the boiler room, I said, before we start, first thing I want to do, I want to ask, is there any of you guys Christians?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Precious Faith, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.